Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Today we begin the final chapter in Masechta Pesachim, and we're going to be discussing now the halachos of the Seder. So the Mishnah says as follows: Arvi Pesachim on Erev Pesach, Samach leMincha, near the time of Mincha, Lo Yochel Adam Ashtech Shach, a person should not be eating until it gets dark. And what this means is that Mincha normally is at 9.5 hours into the day. It corresponds to the time when the Karban Tamid was brought, the evening Karban Tamid, which was also brought at 9.5 hours into the day. So Samach Mincha, near Mincha, is going to be a half hour prior to Mincha. So already at 9 hours into the day, a person should not be eating. He's not eating matzah, right? He's certainly not eating chametz, because already at 6 hours into the day, he had to stop eating chametz. And he shouldn't be eating in general, in order to beautify the mitzvah that he's going to be eating the Seder tonight, and have an appetite for the matzah and for the meal that he's going to have tonight. Small foods you could eat, but the point is that you want to keep your appetite ready, so that when the Seder comes in, you'll eat it with an appetite. V'afilu ani shebi Yisrael, and even a poor person amongst the Jewish people, lo yochal, he should not eat either. Even though he's broke, he shouldn't eat. Ad sheyasev, until he has a seba, meaning until he sits at the Seder on a bed, by a table, just like people that are b'nei chor and the free people, because he has the same Seder as everybody else. And even this poor person, he shouldn't have less than 4 cups of wine to everybody else. The gabetz daka, it's his job to make sure that the poor person has at least 4 cups of wine. So even if this ani is the poorest of the poor, they say over here, Masechta Peya, that a person who only has food for 2 meals is even, he's very, very poor, but even that person, He still cannot take from the tamchoy, meaning the tamchoy was like the general, soup kitchen where people could come take food from if they didn't have money. But the requirement was is that you had to have less than 2 meals. If you had less than 2 meals, then you could take from the tamchoy. Otherwise, you can't take from the tamchoy because you have food, right? So even a filo ben tamchoy, even a poor person who doesn't even have 2 meals, right? He's got to have a seder, but he's got to have a seder that's like everybody else. And it's the Gabbai's job to make sure that he gets his wine and he gets the food that he needs, no matter his state of poverty. And the Dalet Kos is why do we have 4 cups of wine? It's for the 4 Lishonos of Geula that we have in Parshas Ve'era, that Hashem says, V'hotzeitzi, I'll take you out, V'hitzalti, I will save you, V'ga'alti, I will redeem you, V'lokachti, I'll take you as a nation. So that's why we have the 4 cups. So the Mishnah lays down the line that, number one, you got to build up an appetite for the Seder, so you shouldn't be eating an Erev Pesach. And number two, no matter how poor you are, there's no excuse. Even if you're an ani that takes from the tamchoy, from the soup kitchen, that you don't even have 2 meals for yourself, and you're taking now from the soup kitchen, even that kind of person has to have wine and food for the Seder night. Mishnah base. Mazglokos Rishon. Once the Seder begins, the Seder starts with Kadesh, with Kiddush. So you pour the 1st cup of wine, okay? Bishami omen, Bishami say, Mavarich al yom, Viachach Mavarich al yayin. So Bishami says, okay, which bracha do you make first? You have a bracha to make on the day, it's Pesach, it's Yom Tov, and there's a bracha to make on the wine that you're about to drink. So Bishami say, first you make a bracha on the day, and then you make a bracha on the wine, because it's chila kiddushim, first you have to sanctify the day and bring in the day. And then afterwards you make a bracha on the wine that you're going to drink. Whereas Beis Hill say no, Mevarich al Yain, V'yachach Mevarich al Yom. They say no. First, you got to make a bracha on the wine, and then you make a bracha on the day. Why? Because if you didn't have wine, right? Then wine is what is Goyim LeKiddushim. The wine causes the sanctity of the day. And if you don't have what to make Kiddush on, you don't have wine, then you can't make Kiddush. So in order to make Kiddush, you have to have wine. So Bezal says, no, first make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the day, the bracha on the general Yom Tov. So it's a machlokas, which bracha do you do first? We paskin lahalacha, like Beis Hillel, that first you make a bracha on the actual wine, the hagafen, and then you make a bracha on the day, the bracha on the end of a Pesach. And that concludes our 2 Mishnahs for today.